Good morning, Kiri. My name's Tina Humphreys. I have a guinea pig that I've been taking to the Albany Creek Vet, and they have kind of got to the point where they said, we're probably going to have to bring him to an exotic vet. I'm a bit lost with it all, and I've thrown so much money at this little animal, and I don't know which way to turn now. Because it appears that we believe he has a calcium stone that's stuck. So, because they did do a bit of a ultrasound and said there is definitely a blockage. But they said they're not sure whether the blockage could be a stone, it could be a blood clot. And we've been treating him over time with, because he's had calcium deposits and stuff like that. And so he's kind of been treated over time with this. And now we've hit this point where, he's crying in pain when he pees, and he's doing tiny little pees with little spots of blood and, drinking bucket loads of water and that, all that kind of business. So I guess we're at that point of, I guess I'm sort of basically asking, what's the next step? Are we starting to look at operations from this point? Or, I guess that's kind of the questions I'm wanting to find out, because before I, throw more money at this, which I don't actually have, and whether, should we be just talking to someone about just giving him painkillers? And but again, I don't know what starts to happen when things start to back up. And that could be an ugly passing for him as well. And we don't want him to die. But anyway, I don't even know if I'm talking to the right person. I'm sorry. I'm just a bit stressed by it all. Just the ultrasound. And they, yes, because to be honest, I just didn't have the money to even start considering, let's put him under so we can do, x-rays, and there's another $500, and it's like, oh my God. So Yep. So are we talking just a couple of hundred? Are we talking 500? Do we have to knock him out, or, so by doing the x-ray, that gives them an idea of whether it will move or not. Yeah. Yeah, he's got, they've got him on Medicam at the moment, just but it's not cutting it. So I mean, because it is an anti-inflammatory with some pain relief, but it's not cutting it at all. He just cries. Yeah. Just yeah. I mean, would you require, because he has actually been on a course of antibiotics for exactly that, would you, would it be helpful to get records from our current vet? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I will. What I'll do is I'll just have a chat to my husband if he's happy for us to go ahead with this. And I'll call back and make an appointment and, yeah, and one way or another. So, and see what can happen. So. All right, that sounds great. Look, thank you very much. You've answered all the questions, and I guess it's all really about money at this point in time, so, and how far we're willing to go. So, oh. Blockage, yeah. Yep. Okay. No, I understand that. So, and you're open till 5 o'clock this afternoon, are you? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to bring him across today, because I just need to chat to my husband about it first. But maybe, yeah, hopefully even maybe as early as tomorrow morning or something. So I'm not sure what. Okay. Okay, all right. Look, thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Thank you. All right. Hopefully I'm talking to you soon. That's the path I want to walk. All right. Thank you. Bye.